Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. Welcome to National 4-H Week. Celebrated annually the first week in October, we are excited to be celebrating National 4-H Week along with the rest of Iowa and the nation, October 3rd through the 9th in 2021. We invite you to join us in celebrating. We have a variety of activities going on, sponsored by our 4-H clubs throughout the week. Many clubs have decorated windows or are sponsoring other fun events and activities in celebration of National 4-H Week. If you are not enrolled in 4-H, we invite you to learn more about the program during National 4-H Week. Enrollment is now open for the 2021-22 4-H year. And we encourage you to check out a 4-H club near you and get enrolled in projects. We have more than 30 different project areas in the 4-H program, ranging from sewing to livestock to science, woodworking, welding, art, and more. Something for everyone, and 4-H is also a great way to build citizenship, leadership, and communication capacity in kids as well. We do have 11 4-H clubs that meet across Cass County at various dates and times each month, and we also have 8 Clover Kids groups. Clover Kids are specialized 4-H clubs for youth in kindergarten through third grade. They do hands-on fun activities, make friends, and do community service activities that are age-appropriate, and our 4-H clubs are for kids in 4th through 12th grade. They elect officers, do club service projects, take club outings, and a variety of other activities throughout the year to learn in project areas and learn about being citizens, leaders, and communicators. Again, if you'd like to learn more about 4-H, we encourage you to contact the Cass County Extension Office or find a club near you and connect with a leader and learn more about what is 4-H about in Cass County. If you're looking for an easy way to connect with the Cass County 4-H program, I also invite you to join us this weekend, Sunday the 10th. Our 4-H Fall Carnival is happening on the Cass County Fairgrounds from 4 to 6 p.m. Fall Carnival is a fun way to learn more about the 4-H program or just bring the family and come out and have fun. Fall Carnival is our way we celebrate National 4-H Week. We'll be wrapping up the week with this fun family activity. It is free to attend. We will have a variety of club booths set up where kids can get interactive and have hands-on fun while learning about 4-H. We'll have free carnival foods, and you can also buy tickets and participate in the carnival games that our booths will be offering. Everything from dart throws to obstacle courses to dunk tanks. We'll have a little bit of everything at our 4-H Fall Carnival, again happening on the fairgrounds this Sunday, October 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. You do not have to be in 4-H to be involved. The activity is open to the public, so we invite everyone, young and old, to come out, support our 4-H clubs as they do fundraising for their activities throughout the year, and learn more about joining 4-H if that's something that you're interested in. You can find more information about that on our Extension website or on our social media channels. As we get into fall, we also want to chat about more yard and garden topics. This week we're going to be chatting a little bit about houseplants, as you may have those outdoors right now, enjoying a summer vacation, spending the warm summer months outdoors, whether they are in full or part shade. Getting that extra sun is a great way to keep those houseplants vigorous throughout the summer. As our nights get cooler and we get closer to a frost date around mid to late October, it's time to think about moving some of those houseplants back indoors. When nighttime temperatures start to dip consistently to 50 degrees or below, which are in the forecast several times this week, it's time to start thinking about bringing those plants back indoors. Keep in mind that most houseplants are native to tropical areas and will not tolerate freezing temperatures or even temperatures that get too chilly at night. Many indoor plants will be damaged when temperatures drop to the mid to low 40s, and nearly all will die if they are exposed to freezing temperatures. Be sure to watch the weather forecast and bring plants back indoors well before nighttime temperatures get this cold. A few things you may want to consider before you bring those houseplants back indoors. First of all, check for insects. You want to make sure you don't bring in any unwanted visitors as you migrate those houseplants indoors. Take the opportunity to thoroughly rinse off all the foliage with a hose or heavy watering can while it's still outside, and then let it completely dry before bringing it indoors. Once inside, keep your houseplants isolated from other plants for 3 to 4 weeks. That way, if they bring any indoor plant pests, diseases, or other undesirable things in with them, they will be evident after a month or so indoors, and you can keep them away from your other plants or discard them to avoid spreading it to the rest of your houseplants. When you do bring these plants indoors, inspect them often and carefully address any issues as soon as they are noticed to help prevent infestation of other plants that you may have indoors permanently. Once you bring your plants back doors, put them in bright indirect light. Even the brightest location indoors are a fraction of the light intensity of shade or part shade locations outside. And many houseplants, especially tropical hibiscus or fig, will drop leaves in response to this change in light intensity. Don't worry, as new foliage will grow to replace those leaves lost because of the change in environmental conditions, but you may want to consider providing supplemental light if conditions are too dim indoors, and be sure not to move them into a room that is kept mostly dark or curtained during the day, as that would be a very extreme shock to them as far as light availability. Something else to consider as the days get shorter and plants get less light in general, you usually want to stop fertilizing houseplants in the fall and winter months, as they are not actively growing that much this time of year with those shortened days and less light happening. You may also want to change watering frequency as well. When houseplants need water depends on many environmental conditions, such as the amount of light, humidity, and temperature that they have in their daily environment. Since all of these conditions will change with the plant moving from outdoors to back inside, the amount of water will change as well, especially if they've been in a windy or very sunny location where water evaporated quickly. In general, indoor plants do benefit from time spent outdoors during the summer, and with a little planning, they can be moved back inside to enjoy all winter long, as long as you take those first weeks to keep a closer eye on them and adjust their care as needed as they respond to the change in environment. That information from our consumer horticulture extension specialist, Erin Style. We have a lot of resources on our horticulture websites, so if you are wondering about anything from fall lawn care to planting spring flowering bulbs to taking care of those houseplants in more detail or even starting to plan your landscape for next spring, I encourage you to check out our Yard and Garden page. Lots of great resources there as publications, frequently asked questions, news articles, and more. If you'd like assistance locating any of those things or want to learn more about upcoming programs and activities here in Cass County, we invite you to check out our website, follow us on Facebook, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office, and we'd be happy to help you find the information or program that you are looking for. Till next time, happy 4-H week. We hope to see you this weekend at 4-H Fall Carnival, and I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.